Modern technology on the Shooting USA podcast from the 2018 SHOT Show, Sands Convention Center. This time, I'm in the Hornady booth. I'm joined by Neil Emery. He's the communications manager for Hornady. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
On the fly. We're in the Hornady booth because Hornady makes the finest factory-loaded ammunition. You know I shoot it on the show. Neil and I want to show you the newest offering from the Critical Defense line. It's called Critical Defense, and it's for rifles.
Yes, we've had the Critical Defense line out for a number of years in the handgun area.
Sure.
But this is specific for rifles, for home defense, self-defense scenarios, and so on. We want to avoid over-penetration.
Right.
We want something that opens up very fast and works and when it's needed, and that's what we've done here.
It doesn't get any finer than this. We are looking at two different caliber offerings. They've got it in .223, and then they've got it in .308. So either of your AR platforms are going to be ready to go. They're using a different, well, let's see, I'll just read it off the box. It's designed for personal defense situations. Critical Defense rifle delivers rapid expansion for reduced potential of over-penetration. We're running the FTX bullets with the polymer plug that you see in the other Critical Defense ammo lines.
Correct.
So this is technology that we're already seeing in the handgun ammo. We're applying it to the rifle.
Definitely. So a couple things at play here. We want this bullet to open up really fast. We don't want it to over-penetrate. And we can accommodate that with the design of this. That blunt, flat nose helps with that penetration.
Sure.
And again, as we've discussed, we're not looking for a really, really aerodynamic bullet here because self-defense doesn't happen at 400 or 500 yards. We're talking home defense,
right.
You know, close range. We don't need a high BC bullet. We want one that's made for opening up quickly, doing its job, and not over-penetrating.
Sure, and that's the key thing that we keep going back to is we don't want it to over-penetrate. We don't want it to go through multiple walls in an urban environment, and that has always been one of those considerations that people have had to make if they were going to choose a rifle for home defense. In this case, that eliminates the issue. Do we have bullet weight information on this?
We do. In .223, we have a 55 and a 73 grain option.
Okay.
In .308, it's 155 grain.
Okay, and we're seeing similar velocities, I'm sure, to some of the other rounds?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Muzzle velocities are, you know, fairly conventional and all that. Of course, we make them where we want them to run and everything, you know.
Sure.
So you can't back off too far with velocity and all that and expect it to run and everything. It's
right.
It's appropriate loads for these bullets in guns that are out there.
Right.
So.
And this is brand new stuff. So are we near to shipping this? Are we
projecting getting close.
That? Okay.
We're getting close. Last I looked, we were working on the bullets. So, you know, provided we have cases ready, I expect it'll go into production here in just, you know, a matter of weeks,
okay.
Really. 308, I know, is on the schedule. 223 should be coming soon.
Potentially anywhere you would buy Critical Defense handgun ammo in the probably realistically in the second quarter of 2018, you'll be able to buy it for your rifle as well.
Absolutely.
There's another one I want to touch on, and that's the 6.5S, or I'm sorry, the
PRC.
PRC, the
yes.
6.5 PRC. That's precision rifle cartridge.
Correct.
And that's a joint effort between Hornady and George Gardner.
Yeah, actually, he came to us years ago wanting to do a cartridge like that. You know, we already had the Creedmoor out, and
right.
Then that kind of spawned the 6mm Creedmoor, and that's that story is fairly established. You know, a lot of reason being for the competitive world, the PRS world.
Sure.
Well, there's getting to be more and more extended range matches, the ELR matches and things like that, and hunters that want a little more horsepower than what the Creedmoor offers. Creedmoor is awesome. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's really paying the bills for almost everybody in this
Believe
whole
me,
facility.
Believe me, I know, and I love it. And
yes.
I get more feedback on that than anything else that I've done in the show in the last 2 years. People want to know all about shooting 6.5 and shooting 6mm.
Yeah.
And now this PRC cartridge, the way George dubs it, it's the big brother to the 6.5 Creedmoor.
It is. It is, absolutely. So we couldn't do it right away because we were slammed, you know, the political – you know, climate in the 2011, 12, 13 range,
sure.
Just couldn't do it. Now we finally got around to being able to put it out, put it together the way it should be. And, yeah, this is a short-action magnum. So this is 250, roughly, feet per second faster than the Creedmoor with the same bullet.
Sure.
So it's a lot more horsepower.
Yeah.
Significant.
That's going to be flatter. Obviously, it's going to be faster. George was talking about numbers in that 30, 50, 30, 75 range.
Yeah.
In terms of 3,075 feet per second. That's pretty freaking fast for
it is.
A 140 grain projectile.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and at this point, we're doing it in 147
okay.
ELD match and then a 143 ELDX in our Precision Hunter line.
Awesome.
So factory ballistics, this is out of a standard 24-inch test barrel.
Sure.
A lot of people are going to run them in 26s and whatnot
sure.
and get more velocity. But what we're getting is 2,960 feet per second
right.
with the 143 and 2,910 with the 147. And those are like 210 and 260 feet per second faster than those same exact bullets loaded in our Creedmoor ammo.
That's pretty amazing.
Hand loaders, of course, are going to stomp on it.
Yes.
You know, 3,100 yes. plus. And
again, we're not taking anything away from 6.5 Creedmoor. That
no.
is still a fantastic round. This is just, if you think of it in terms, and this is one that Jason gave me a few years ago, you think of the 2015 Corvette, that was a great car.
Mm-hmm.
2018 Corvette is also a great car. A little bit better. I mean,
yeah.
they, you know, it's just a little bit better.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting place to hit, especially when one of the marquee gun makers for the precision world steps in and says, this is what we should do, and gets involved with a company like Hornady that can react to that.
Yeah.
And the two come up with something like this. I know it's been many years in development, and now it's ready for people to see.
It's
exciting stuff.
Yeah, and there's getting to be quite a few gun makers on board. So some new ones at SHOT. I think there's definitely more coming.
Mm-hmm.
I see good things for it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that is big news
yeah.
from Hornady. And the 2018 SHOT Show. We're going to continue to scour the floor for news and more information. You'll see it here, you'll hear it here, and later on the show. More to come.